You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey everybody, this week on Vitamin Geek we have Jacqueline Tripp. She's a special guest and she's coming to us to talk about Season 7 of Local Ambition, a very unique modeling show that will be available for you to watch online in September. You can catch up on the previous 6 seasons right now by going to alwayslatetv.com, and be sure to support the ESO Podcast Network by going to patreon.com/ESO to support shows like Vitamin Geek, of course, and many, many others. Check it out. That's patreon.com/ESO. Stick around. Hope you enjoy the show.
You're listening to Vitamin Geek.
Vitamin Geek.
Vitamin Geek.
Vitamin Geek.
You are totally listening to Vitamin Geek.
You are listening to Vitamin Geek.
You're listening to Vitamin Geek.
Vitamin Geek Podcast.
What the hell's the name of the show again? Vitamin Geek. Vitamin Geek.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Vitamin Geek Podcast. I am your host, Corey Keelan, and this evening we have our second episode in a row, we have another special guest here. We've got Jacqueline Tripp, and she is going to tell us a little bit about this project she's working on. It's called Local Ambition. I believe it's Season 7. And she's here to kind of tell us a little bit about that and, put the good word out to the Vitamin Geek listening audience. How you doing, Jacqueline?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. Can't complain. So I guess first just kind of give us a brief rundown of what Local Ambition is.
Yeah, so Local Ambition combines the elements of reality shows and soap operas. And so there's a modeling competition and there's eliminations, but anything can happen, even kidnappings and more. So if anyone's watched Season 6, things can get pretty crazy and it's definitely unpredictable.
Excellent. And I had mentioned before we started recording that I watched a little bit of Season 6. There was some like zombie, horror modeling challenges and stuff like that. It's not traditionally what you would expect to see in a show like that.
Right. So it's kind of unique in that aspect.
And has the going into the seventh season, is there like a season a year, or how's this been playing out so far in the history of the show?
Yeah, so there's usually been one season per year. They plan on about 8 episodes.
That's cool. And are they all about the I think the one I watched was about the 45-minute mark. So this is like a well produced, very professional looking thing. And I hadn't heard of it until, Kevin Edwards had messaged the show, and I checked it out. I was really impressed. It's not something I would seek out myself, but finding out about it, yeah. I find it really intriguing. And it did kind of remind me of, like, Survivor when I thought it was cool, you know?
Yeah.
I got burned out on Survivor after, like, I don't know how many seasons I watched, like 4 or 5, but... this seemed a little more intriguing because there was always an air of like, it's a reality show, but it didn't feel real, you know, like the people felt.
Yeah.
They were just trying to get that 15 minutes of fame. And I mean, I'm sure some people get into this with that intent too, but I did feel like I was watching like legit people who walked in and were like, oh, I just want to try this thing.
Right.
So so you're one of the cast members in Season 7, is that right?
Yes.
Has Season 7 been released yet? Or how's, because the latest ones I saw were 6.
Right. So Season 6 was last year. Okay. We have an air date for Season 7, Monday, September 17th. So we're in filming now, and it'll be airing this fall.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So we're actually catching this one early.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Actually, one of my co-hosts wrote some questions. He is a bit under the weather, so I'm going to kind of buzz through some of his questions he had for you. So what, I was looking through your Instagram page, and you're a multifaceted individual. You do a lot of things, acting, modeling, you are a badass with a black belt.
Yep.
So he, and it's a bummer he couldn't be here because he's a photographer. And he,
oh yeah,
I thought it'd be really cool to have a model and a photographer speak on the show. And I, of course, am not a photographer. I take terrible pictures. I'm just fortunate enough to have a camera, I guess. But let's see. Let's go with Zippy's first question here. He said, what one thing do you wish people understood about modeling?
That it is hard work. There's a lot of different positions you put your body into. There's a lot of different conditions and harsh conditions we kind of immerse ourselves into just to get some really cool shots. So it ends up using a whole lot of muscles, a whole lot of energy, and, you know, it can be exhausting, but that's why we work real hard on it, so we can get those fantastic photos.
Yeah, and it's really like you have to worry about every single thing that's in the frame for your photo, right?
Right.
I mean, one little thing could be out of place and kind of throw it all out of whack.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if we're modeling the clothes, we have to show off the clothes. We're selling the clothes through a photo. You know, someone's not standing there telling you about the photo and talking. We have to do that all through the photo, whether it's clothes, shoes, or accessories, or even for an activity.
And I guess it goes without saying that, like, the better the relationship the model has with the photographer, the easier this work is going to be, right?
Yes. You build up that trust in that relationship. Kind of breaks down any like self-conscious barriers. Kind of like when you meet someone new.
Sure.
You know, you don't just like spill your guts to the first person you see. You kind of get to know the person before you start opening up.
So when I was in fifth grade, no, I'm just kidding. let's see. Zivy had another. All his questions are going to be pertaining to modeling. Actually, he has one about the show, it looks like. What made you decide to join the cast for Local Ambition?
So I caught the show last season, and really this kind of modeling and acting bug came when I was a lot younger, probably about, you know, 6 or 7. And I was like, well, I want to be up there on the runways. I want to go be in a magazine. I want to be on TV. And, you know, life just happens and you're like, well, I got to make money. Well, what if it doesn't work out?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got stuck in that mentality and the fear of it not working out. So I, you know, plan A was to go be an actress and a model, and plan B was to work and make a lot of money. So I got stuck in that plan B, wondering, well, if I don't make it, what am I going to do? What am I going to fall back on? And I got stuck doing that and never ended up going for plan A, going for my dream. And so now that I've kind of settled into a great career, great family, I'm like, well, I'm going to go for my dream. I don't have to wonder what if it doesn't work out. I'm too old to just kind of hide in the corner. Now's my chance.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, you know, you said you realized what you wanted to ultimately do with your life at such a young age, but I mean, and I'm not saying anything about your age in particular, but like, there's really no point in anyone's life where they should doubt themselves enough not to do something they really want to do, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. So there's no point in anyone's life where it's too late.
Exactly.
You know, that's where I thought I was going to be. And I thought, so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it and see what happens.
Right. Yeah. No, that's good. That's super admirable. Okay. Now this, I thought this was a really good question. He said, do you feel it's harder to be a model in a world where anyone with an Instagram or Facebook can, where anyone with social media can basically become one through hard work and some luck find success? I guess this is social media making it, is it saturating the playing field or something like that? Is it making it more difficult to be noticed or to get your work out there?
Yeah, it kind of is. Getting the exposure to all of the different people that are on, like the billions and billions of people that are on Instagram just alone.
Yeah.
Just the exposure to get to that many people without taking, you know, all your clothes off. Doing it the respectable way, doing it what I think is the proper way. That is kind of hard, but it'll get there eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, like, and even in podcasting, there are so many podcasts that do what we do. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I mean, because honestly, I just have a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, the fact that maybe we don't have as many followers as another podcast doesn't bother me. As long as there's like someone out there is listening to this after I upload it and they're happy with it, I'm happy.
Exactly. I don't think there's any saturated market either. There's always going to be something out there for someone. There's going to be maybe that one different company that this one person really resonates with. And that's where it kind of becomes that happy place.
Have you found any sort of, like, I know a lot of people, like I have a lot of hobbies. I collect things. There's a lot of groups for like-minded individuals on Facebook and things like that. Have you found that there are any groups that kind of help you, help you get your product out there? I mean, by product, I mean just, you know, your images or what have you.
I personally haven't found too many, but that doesn't mean that they aren't out there. I'm still looking. There's a few people I've connected with that have shared my photos, helped me build my portfolio and kind of creating that base and that starting point.
Yeah. And by the way, I dig the, I don't know what you call it, the one that's very purple. It's one of your latest posts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the infrared with the Dan Wampler photography and the infrared camera. I think it's Life Pixel.
Yeah, that's super cool. I like that picture a lot. Let's see. He also says, I've seen you've done lifestyle shoots. Is that your favorite type of modeling? What would you love to do more of?
I think lifestyle is probably the more common one, the most accessible type of photography. But my favorite would be the editorial or avant-garde.
Okay. And for someone such as myself, who's very ignorant about photography and modeling, can you kind of briefly explain that?
Yeah. So editorials is more along the lines of the designer's creative way to show their clothing, but it's not necessarily something you would wear on the street. And there's Runway Magazine, there's Elle, just to name a couple of more of the editorial type magazines. And avant-garde is something that is more of art. It is not, I mean, some people can wear it down the street. I personally don't wear it down the street. I would love to have the confidence to do that.
Right.
But it's more along the lines of an exaggerated aspect of your design, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So it's more of like a showpiece than something that mm-hmm. most people don't look at the picture and say, oh, that giant thing around your neck looks super comfortable. I want to wear that to work. They say, man, that's just a very striking image. It's beautiful. I want to hang it on my wall, something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was one episode of Project One Ray that always sticks in my mind. And this gal had designed what they considered like a little Bo Peep costume. And it was just like a giant skirt, but it was up around like her shoulders. Mm-hmm. And then there was an exaggerated giant bow on the dress and on her head. And then she had some striking bloomers underneath. And it was really well done, too. So that's kind of like that exaggerated aspect. So like a bow that's even bigger than her sitting on top of her head.
Okay. I actually used to watch Project Runway, I don't know how many, at least 5 or 6 seasons straight. I really like, Tim Gunn is the man, and Heidi's awesome. I love that show.
Me too.
I should have paid more attention to what they're saying, apparently, because when, you know, there's just been years without watching it. I'm like, what's avant-garde?
Yeah.
let's see. And what is the biggest challenge you have encountered in your career?
Probably my size, to be honest. So I am about 5'6.5 feet tall, mm-hmm. and majority of designers prefer 5'9", 5'10", almost the taller that you can be, for runway. So, that's very difficult to get into based on my height. Even for petite, runway designers would have their models be up to only about 5'5", maybe 5'6". Like that half inch for some reason just kicks me in the rear.
That's crazy. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it helps to make the clothing look, I don't know. I don't even know what the logic is there, but I don't know. I'm not a super like, I'm not a big judgy person over people's height and stuff like that. So stuff like that is kind of a little crazy to me.
Yeah. I don't know what that mentality is behind or the reason that all the designers kind of have that. But hopefully, I know the modeling industry is starting to kind of break into accepting all different heights, all different sizes, plus size, regular size, petite, just kind of grouping them all into just modeling.
Yeah.
And models.
Well, it seems like there's definitely been a move towards that, as far as plus size. I mean, you just talked about not using that term, but I feel like in the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, I've seen more of it getting, more attention and you go girl mm-hmm. and all that stuff. I think that's good.
Yeah.
One
of the front runners for that, the Ashley Graham, who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. She's really kind of stepping out there and letting everyone know that, just be you. And we're going to get all these designers on board with us and we're all going to live in happiness.
Yeah. Yeah. I dig that. That's cool. Yeah. I've seen her before. She's lovely. All right, so that was all of Zippy's questions. Let's talk a little bit more about the show. So have you guys filmed it all yet?
We have. We filmed a couple episodes.
Okay. And I noticed when I was watching that season 6 episode, so the format of the show, if anybody hasn't seen it at all, it seems like they have a series of challenges and kind of towards the end, I think the contestants vote someone off. Is that how it works?
Almost. So it is the modeling competition, and there's 3 mystery judges that judge our top 10 photos from the modeling portions. Mm-hmm. So there's, I think, 4 rounds of the modeling competition, and the judges take 10 photos from our set, and they decide who are the 2 weakest links, and then they go home. Up until the last final episode when a winner is chosen by the judges. So we don't vote anyone off, but is elimination.
Okay, I got you. I had just seen I didn't see the repercussions of it, but there was like some discussion toward the end of the episode where they were talking about voting for something. And I was like, okay, I think I get it. Apparently I don't. Is there a particular theme for the upcoming season?
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell the theme.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I know there's probably stuff you guys can't, you don't want to spill the beans on everything just yet, but, I'm a big horror movie buff. So when I saw that there was like zombie challenge and like these, horror kind of inspired photography, that appeals to me, being the horror nut I am, but, I'm going to assume that they don't go back to that well every season, since I haven't watched the first 5.
All of the themes will be different.
Okay.
Yeah, all the themes will be different.
That's good. I mean, mixing it up a lot. So the name of the show is Local Ambition. Is it? Mm-hmm. Are these all contestants from the same vicinity, or they just apply from all over and move to town for a little bit?
I don't know what the radius was for the people who auditioned, but the girls who were cast, we've got a few from down south in Missouri all the way over to Illinois.
Nice. And it's the previous season was on Vimeo. How is it typically shown? Like when the new episodes come out, are they going to be available on the Always Late TV website?
Yeah, they'll be on that website. And we're going to be on 2 different TV channels. I think one's up in Michigan and one's up in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's actually going out over the air too.
It's going to go out on the air. And that's all we've got on board for now. But I'm sure before it airs in September, we'll get a few more stations on board.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And we are going to try to spread the word about it, of course, with our listening audience. We're in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, so
awesome.
It's probably an untapped market, I would assume, for the show. But yeah, we'll we'll definitely get the word out there. Is there anything else you kind of want to talk about pertaining to the show? Or?
Yeah, we're going to launch our once-a-year magazine in November. So what that magazine will have is full-color pictures from the show. It's going to have bios from the cast and original artwork as well. So you saw some original artwork in season 6. And so this year we've got all original artwork too.
And it's like a fundraiser to help pay for the show, or how does that work? It's like an Indiegogo thing?
No, it's just a magazine to kind of showcase different parts from the show, the cast, and kind of give the audience a little bit. It's kind of like a collector's item.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you know roughly how many? Yeah, that's awesome. Do you know roughly how many people apply season by season, just on average?
I don't know how many people auditioned. I wish I did. I want to say it was maybe 100.
And then they whittle it down to what for the actual show?
We have 11 cast members.
Wow, that's great. Then you made it from 100 down to 11. That's awesome.
It is. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. And before I forget to mention it, if you guys want to check it out, alwayslatetv.com is the website. And it's spelled normal. There's no weird anything. It's just Always Late TV. Run your words together. It's the internet. You can get links to season 6 on there. It looks like the season 7 application link is still up, but I think that's done. We've established. It looks like you can buy some swag on there too. You can get some t-shirts.
Yep.
Pretty sweet. Anything else that you've got upcoming aside from season 7 people could look out for?
Let's see, I've been in a couple films. One of them is Disappearance Crossing Fire by Five Star Pictures, and another one was Superman World Wars, a fan film, and it was by Donald Callahan, and that one should be coming out this year as well, so I'm excited to see those.
So it's a Superman fan film?
Yeah.
That's cool. What part do you play?
I play a spy.
Sweet. That's awesome. And so one of the things that you and I talked about over Messenger was that you are into film. Aside mm-hmm. from acting in, I assume you also like to watch. Can you hammer out your top 3 movies of all time? Just for my interest's sake.
Yes. I would have to say my top favorite film is Bridesmaids. I love the comedy.
Paul Feig, that's a great movie.
And Harry Potter and Back to the Future. And, of course, Pirates. I've always been a fan of Batman as well. And, yes, the one with, why am I blanking on his name? The new one. Christian Bale.
Oh, so like the trilogy, like the Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were awesome.
Yeah.
I think DC's been screwing up ever since those ended, except for Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was badass.
Wonder Woman was amazing.
Super good movie.
That was really good. Mm-hmm.
I actually liked it way more than my wife did. I was like, she's going to love this. And I brought it home and she's like, it was okay. I'm like, seriously? Come on.
It was really good.
But she liked Batman versus Superman. I'm like, no. Let me tell you why that's wrong. That's awesome, though. So you like more the epic action adventure movies.
Yep.
That's cool.
And then Bridesmaids, little comedy on the side there.
Well, that's a really good comedy. I think I'm saying it right. Paul Feig, the guy that made it, like he did the Ghostbusters, the newer one with the ladies. I mean, he's just, he does really good work with actresses. Like Bridesmaids is just a really, really solid comedy, and it's written well, it's acted well, it's directed super well. So I don't know. Yeah. That guy's just, he's the, whatever the furthest thing from a misogynist is, that's Paul Feig. So. Well, everybody, I would like to say definitely check out the alwayslatetv.com website And Jacqueline, once again, what is the release date for season 7, episode 1?
So Local Ambition season 7 is going to have an air date for Monday, September 17th. We are also on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes. And so, guys, you have a lot of time to get your calendar set up so you can check that show out. And in fact, go ahead and catch up on the previous seasons if you're like me and you've missed the boat somehow. You can check that all out, alwayslatetv.com. Like Jacqueline said, check them out on Facebook and Instagram. Anything else you want to drop a plug for, anything?
Anyone needs me to help model anything, I'm available.
There you go. And Zippy, if you're listening to this, since you couldn't make the show and you're a photographer and you travel, there you go. Maybe you guys can Perfect. Do a shoot. That sounds awesome. He's a nice guy, too. He's a teddy bear. Sweet guy.
Good.
All right, guys. Well, Jacqueline, I want to thank you very much. It's been super pleasant talking to you. And if you ever have anything else you want to bring to the show, just all you have to do is reach out and we'll be happy to have you back on. And hopefully other people besides me can talk next time. I was telling her before the recording that I was supposed to have at least two other people here and they both flaked. Well, one of them got sick. The other one flaked. I will not forgive you, Brian Penny. So, all right. And we'll be back in a couple weeks.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I mean it. Like, definitely come back on. It's been, even if you just want to shoot the shit about the pirate movies, I don't care. It's all good.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes. All right. Well, best of luck with season 7, and we will see you in September.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And we're going to watch every episode of Doctor Who and then talk to you about it.
Every episode?
Every single one.
In order?
From an unearthly child to, you know, the future. And we're going to do it in a podcast that we call...
The Watchathon of Rassilon.
WatchYourRassilon.com. And we're also a part of the ESO Network. So check us out or whatever.
Please.
Stay Rassil Awesome.
Stop trying to make Rassil Awesome a thing.
Nope.
Take two of these and call me in the morning.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at ESONetwork.com.